right, welcome back. Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5, and time for a checkup. And good to see Dr. Gibson from AltaPoint back in studio. Dr. Cindy Gibson, Associate Director of AltaPoint's Behavioral Health Crisis Center. Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, we got in some of this conversation last time, but this is a subject we talk about so much with law enforcement folks that are on the air with us, and how much time they had been dedicating in the past to mental health calls, right? I mean, this
Absolutely.
Is something that that they're not doing something else in law enforcement.
Public safety, yeah.
So, I mean, that's obviously a real big need here, and I'm sure nationally.
Absolutely. And there is a nationwide movement to sort of take that out of the realm of law enforcement. And it's it involves a whole crisis continuum of care within the community and a partnership between law enforcement and behavioral health. And so we've been working on that with Mobile PD for about 4 years now, and really taking some steps towards getting where we need to be, but we've definitely got a long way to go.
Do you work in conjunction, or one after the other, or one before the other, Dr. Gibson? In other words, like, so first responders, going to be police officers, you know, going to the scene, or deputies going to the scene. If they know there's a mental health issue, do they get with you during that? I mean, how does that kind of work? How do the mechanics of that work?
So right now we're piloting the program in 3rd Precinct and kind of working all the bugs out of it. That's the precinct where the crisis center is, and it does have a high volume of mental health calls. So an officer goes out on scene, realizes that there's a mental health component to that call, and it may be a domestic violence call or a criminal trespass or loitering, something very benign, and he realizes that, you know, this is something that needs some attention from somebody with mental health skills. And so they'll call for us. We have the same radios they have.
Okay.
And we respond to the scene and go out and try to problem solve and get those people into either to the crisis center if they're in need of immediate help, or get them coming back into appointments, back on medication, and then continue to follow up with them.
So you and other folks with AltaPoint are going to say things maybe different than the, because officers are there to enforce the law, right?
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, so your messaging may be different than theirs, or?
Sure, because an officer is trained in public safety. That's mm-hmm. their primary duty. And it's no secret that they've become the de facto first responders in mental health crisis. And that's not something that's unique to Mobile. It's not something that's unique to the Searcy closure. Deinstitutionalization started back in the 60s with President Kennedy. And, you know, there was supposed to be funding put into the communities where those institutions went away. And that never happened to the extent that it was supposed to. And so, you know, people call the police nowadays if their order at the drive-thru is wrong.
Yes, we have those stories, yeah.
Yeah. So they're certainly going to call the police in a mental health crisis, and that's not what we want.
What is the downside of that, like of law enforcement versus law enforcement and y'all doing it?
So the downside of just law enforcement going is that it criminalizes mental illness. It makes it a matter where somebody with a badge and a gun's come into your home at the worst moment in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that leads to jail, and that's not where they need to be if they're not committing a violent crime. Like, if there's no victim of a crime, then jail is not the place for them. They're not going to get adequate treatment in jail. They need to go someplace where they can get started back on medication quickly, see a psychiatrist, and get treatment. And so, you know, law enforcement is always going to take that law enforcement approach. They're not trained to be empathetic, to be therapists, to be case managers,
right,
to talk about medication. That's what we're trained to do.
So this partnership you talk about with 3rd Precinct, like, what all is involved in this?
So the collaboration is citywide,
okay,
but the co-response portion is just in 3rd Precinct.
Okay.
So the collaboration includes training. So every officer gets mental health training in their annual recertification.
Okay.
So it's about a 2.5-hour course right now. It's going to 4 hours this coming year. We have some virtual reality headsets that we've just gotten in a couple of months ago that we've started to use in training, and it really puts officers in that situation. They get to experience what it's like to be living with a mental illness in the virtual world, and it's very immersive. You feel like, you know, you're standing on this subway platform and everybody's talking about you, and people are
Wait a second. So the officers put this VR stuff on, and instead of training, it's not just like we always think VR, okay, training to do this task. It's training to what it's to be like to have mental illness.
Absolutely. So they get it from that perspective. Huh. Then they also, the next thing they do after going through that scenario is they become the officer or a citizen. Okay. They get to make a choice in that same scenario dealing with that same individual. And so they get to act out in the virtual world what it's really like to talk to somebody with some empathy or with a different tone of voice than you might use as an officer. And in that virtual world, they make decisions based on what the situation is. And there's no harm, no foul, because it's virtual world.
Right, so, right. So you can learn. Hey, this is you're just joining us, talking to Dr. Cindy Gibson, Associate Director of Alta Points Behavioral Health Crisis Center. So what I'm getting is, for law enforcement, this first part of it's almost like, okay, a first aid course in the medical world. For me, I'm no surgeon, I'm no physician, I'm no nurse, but I learned skills till the pros get there. Is right. that kind of like what you're doing here for law enforcement? They learn?
Exactly. They've got enough basics to build that rapport while we're en route, and hopefully we're just a few minutes out. But that few minutes can be critical. Like if we teach them, you know, if you come out aggressive, you can't go back to being nice. But if you start nice, you can, you know, right. back it up later if you have to. And so the whole goal is to make it safer for the individual with mental illness, to make it safer for officers, less use of force incidents, less arrests, less people with mental illness incarcerated, more people into treatment where they need to be.
Now, you talked about the Behavioral Health Crisis Center. Now, that's what's in Third Precinct, right?
Correct.
What's the definition of that?
So it is a it has two components. The basic component is a 23-hour observation unit. And what we do is we get people in quickly, and Mobile PD bring people into us all the time in lieu of an arrest, okay. if there's no victim in a crime. So this is a new option for them to get people help immediately. They can just put them in the back of their car, and we're working on ambulance transports right now. The state law has previously not allowed them to transport to a non-hospital facility. And so
that's, you know, changing.
It is changing. Okay. Yeah. Representative Simpson has been working on that through this legislative session, and we've been in communication with Mobile EMS and the city of Mobile's EMS fire about getting that changed. And so they can bring them here. They see a psychiatrist quickly. They get started on medication, hopefully a long-acting injectable medication, which buys us up to 30 days of stability. We get them back into treatment. All of those services that we have that are community-based within our own continuum of care, we get them back into those services and get them back in the habit of coming to their appointments. And
instead of being in jail where they don't need to be.
Absolutely. Or continuing to call 911 repeatedly.
So with this, you know, what's going on now, where do you see this going in the future beyond, you know, where we are today?
Well, the ideal, and Austin has come a long way towards the ideal, is that from the moment you call 911, it's no longer police, fire, EMS. It's police, fire, EMS, or mental health. Okay. There's a mental health clinician in dispatch, and that mental health clinician determines whether that call needs a response from a clinician or from a police officer, and they divert over 70% of those calls away from law enforcement. So law enforcement never has to go to the scene, never has to run the risk of a use of force incident or a lethal outcome on somebody with a mental illness. And they get a clinician out there. They have CIT-trained officers within each police department who respond, and those are officers who've had 40 hours of specialized mental health training. And then they get them to a crisis receiving center like our Behavioral Health Crisis Center.
That's the definition of proactive, is what you're laying out for us, Dr.
Absolutely.
Gibson. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for the update.
Thank you.